Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf Chav Tes. And today's Daf Yomi, we're going to begin the third chapter of Ksuvos, one of the most beautiful chapters in the entire Talmud. Very lumdish, very, very filled with beautiful Talmudic discussions. And the chapter is called Elu Naros. And the first line of the Mishnah is Elu Naros Sheyesh Lahen Knas. These are the girls who get a fine. So as a background to this Mishnah, we have to go back to the Torah. And the Torah discusses in Sefer Devarim, the Torah tells us that there are two types of people. There is a person who's a violator, that's called an ones, and then there's a person who's a mefate, who this person is a seducer. So the Torah says about a nara ki yimta ish nara besua asher lo orasa usifasa v'shachavima, and so v'nimtzu. That if the person will find a nara, nara is a specific type of age, meaning say a girl from the moment she reaches the age of 12 and she has two genitalia hairs, she's called a nara for the next 6 months, and after this next 6 months she's a bogeris, she's considered an adult. So we're talking about a situation where there's a man, Rahmanu Latzlan, who takes and assaults a nara who is not yet engaged, who she's not betrothed, she's not an arusa, and he assaults her and he violates her, and then they discover this. So the man who was with her is required to pay the father of the Nara 50 silver coins. And as a result of this, she has to become his wife if he wants to marry her. If she wants to marry him, he's obligated to marry her, and he's never allowed to divorce her. And so, and in addition to this, there's also other obligations where he has to pay her other things. He has to pay her tsar and boshes. He has to pay her pain and her humiliation. So that's the case of the Nara. With respect to the Mefata, the Torah tells us in Sefer Shemot, V'chi yifata ish besua asher lo orasa, if a man will seduce a virgin woman who is not betrothed, v'shachav ima, and he lies with her, mahor yimarena, lo isha, he has to give her the dowry payment. Yimayin yimayin avio atita lo, and if the father refuses to give her as his wife, Kesef Yishkol Kamora Basulos. He has to take money for her like the payment of a virgin. So we see from here that under this case, he also the Mefata also has to pay her money for the humiliation and the money that he has cost her because she's no longer a virgin. But the Mefata is not obligated to marry the daughter. If he doesn't want to marry her, then he has to pay the fine, the 50 shekel. But if he does marry her, then he doesn't pay the money, but he writes a ksuba to which as a virgin. And then afterwards, he's also going to be allowed to divorce her. So this is the background law of the case of the ones and the mefates. So it comes to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says, Elu Naros. This is the story of the Naros. And Rashi says, Dafka Nara, that this only applies to specifically to a Nara, Mishay Vyashte Saros. All these laws in our chapter only apply to this Nara who has brought forth the two hairs, Achitispagir, until she becomes an adult. And this whole chapter refers to, therefore, Shisha Chadashim, the 6 months between Naros and Bagris, between she's a Nara and a Bagris, of all Katana u Bulgaris, but if she was a minor or she was a Bulgaris, or she was an adult, then she does not get this Kenas, she doesn't get these fines. So what is these are the ones who get the Kenas, and the first thing that the Mishnah states is, Abba Mamzeris. When Barashi says that she gets a kenas, im onsa adam notzing lavia chamishim kesef. If a person assaults her, they ask to give to her father 50 silver coins, as it states in Asana Isha Shochev. So what's the first case? Abba Mamzeris, the one who violates Mamzeris. And the Gemara is going to ask, says Rashi, Avokshiris lo. And what do you mean to say if she's not a Mamzeris, if she's a woman who you're allowed to marry, a Kesheira, she doesn't get the fine? And Rashi says, no, that the Mishnah is teaching us, Mishani Psuos Itzrichalashim, and the Mishnah needs to specifically tell us the women who are disqualified. But of course, the women who are Kshera also get defined. Ba'anasina, we know that the Mamzeres and the Mesina, Malakutis, that these are the women who are from categories of people where you're not allowed to marry. A Mamzeres is the woman who is born from a prohibited relationship. The Mesina is a question about their Jewish status. And the Kuti is also a question about the Jewish status. And now we say, in the next case, we say, and what's the other circumstance? Habal, Gioris, Val, Shluya, Shifcha, if a person violates a woman who converted, a captured woman, or a Shifcha, a slave girl, Shiniftu, Vishinaskaira, Pchusas, Mubino, Shalashan of Yomachad, if they were captured and they were converted and freed less than 3 years old in one day, he also has to pay the fine. Now the third category that our Mishnah lists is Haba Achoso, Vachos Ave, Vachos Imo, Vachos Ishto, Val Ishis Ache, Val Ishachiave, Val Nida, Yeshlan Knas. And a person who violates his sister, his father's sister, or his mother's sister, or his wife's sister, his brother's wife, or his father's brother's wife, or Nida, they also have to pay the Knas. And here the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Afal Pisha, Ein Bikares, Ein Bamisas, that peasant. Even though they are the category of people to whom they get kares, they're not going to get the death of the court, and so therefore the fine applies. And this is going to be a major point of discussion in our Mishnah, that generally speaking, you can't get two penalties. You only get the more severe penalty, but in this specific case, according to the author of the Mishnah, you get the two penalties if there's not death from court, but there is kares.